USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
As Ukrainian forces were fighting village by village to hold back a Russian advance, the United Nations was brokering a civilian evacuation from the last Ukrainian stronghold in what's left of Mariupol. 100,000 civilians are estimated to be in the city, and up to 1,000 living beneath a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in an interview that Russian and Ukrainian negotiators have been talking almost every day, but he says to a Chinese state news agency that progress has not been easy. Federal prosecutors secured a second guilty plea with a member of the Oath Keepers for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Brian Ulrich admitted Friday he was part of the group that was seen ascending the east steps of the Capitol in stack formation. The 44-year-old from Georgia faces up to 20 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
It's a sad, sobering reality, according to the new president of the United Methodist Church. Bishop Thomas Bickerton was speaking on the inevitable breakup of his denomination. On Sunday, a breakaway group led by theologically conservative Methodists called the Global Methodist Church will launch. Its leaders have been exasperated by liberal churches that continue to defy bans on same-sex marriage and the ordination of openly gay clergy in the United Methodist Church. Bickerton says he regrets any departure from the denomination and values the diversity of thought. He's praying the infighting will stop. Officials in Alabama are looking for a prison official who disappeared with an inmate she was escorting to court. In a Facebook post, the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office says Vicki White, Assistant Corrections Director, was last seen with the inmate, Casey White, who is facing capital murder charges as they were leaving the detention center. The vehicle they were in was discovered in the parking lot at a nearby shopping center. Despite sharing the same last name, the pair are not related. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Connecticut Senate has approved a bill that aims to protect in-state abortion providers and those seeking abortion from legal action stemming from out-of-state laws. Under the measure, state and local agencies would be prevented from cooperating in investigations and prosecutions of abortion providers in the Constitution state. The bill also modifies Connecticut's extradition statutes, preventing an out-of-state patient's medical records from being disclosed. Governor Ned Lamont, a Democrat, says he would sign the bill, which comes after Texas enacted a law that authorizes lawsuits against anyone who performs or facilitates a banned abortion, even in another state. Those responsible for about $1 million in theft from stores in 9 counties in the Golden State have admitted their grift.
2 men are being sentenced to 16 months in prison following a California Justice Department investigation into a statewide retail theft ring. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he thinks this will help slow the state's rise in robberies and theft.
The way to deter crime is for those who seek to commit crime to know that they will be arrested if they commit the crime. They have been arrested. They have been sentenced or convicted. They have been convicted to felony convictions consistent with the activity that they committed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.